Jerking off was the answer. Of course, it was also the problem, because when John did it in the shower, he thought about Rodney in there with him, about soaping each other's bodies, touching each other, God, even fucking against the rough stone wall. John leaned into the water, his hand moving fast. Of course, it wasn't any better when he did this on his bed, because then he thought about lying there together, wrapped around each other, and waking each other up, both hard. Yeah, he'd needed new fantasies like he needed a hole in the head. But he couldn't stop thinking about them, because they were Rodney's ideas, not his. Well, mostly Rodney's, anyway. And if Rodney was going to go saying things like that, what did he expect John to think? The most terrifying thought was that maybe Rodney had meant them the way John had taken them. That maybe Rodney had liked the sex, really liked it, beyond just the getting off part. That Rodney maybe liked it enough to want to do it again, for its own sake, not just to help John. And okay, it was pathetic that that was all John needed, but that was it, and he was coming, hot and hard, spattering the shower walls. John leaned forward into the spray, letting it wash through his hair and stream down his torso. Rodney had said, "I'm in this for the duration," and that wasn't exactly a declaration of lust. Rodney was just helping him out, nothing more. And if Rodney had enjoyed it a little, too, well, that was only fair, only right. John straightened and pushed his hair back, then rubbed the water out of his eyes with his knuckles. He had to face the facts. There was no way in hell that Rodney was addicted to him the way he was addicted to Rodney. The best he could even hope for was that Rodney had enjoyed it enough to make up for the awkwardness, past and present. John made it through 4 more days. He saw Rodney in the mess, to a creepy planet where Ronan stunned some kind of weird monkey-like creature and wanted to take it home with them. John said no, and Ronan got cranky, so at least there was a distraction from Rodney's constant presence just past his left shoulder. Rodney didn't sit with him at dinner, which was a relief, really. John sat with Ronan and Tayla and tried to pretend he didn't care what Rodney and Zelenka were talking about 3 tables away. "You are feeling better," Tayla said, apropos of exactly nothing. "I'm good," John said, and busied himself cutting his meat, which looked like pork and tasted like beef cooked with too much garlic. "You haven't been yourself," Ronan said, around a mouthful of mashed potatoes. They were both looking at him, like they were expecting a real answer. "Oh, yeah, well, I might have had some kind of weird space bug or something for a while. Guess I got over it." Taylor gave him a look that said she wasn't buying a word of that, and Ronan actually swallowed before speaking. "Is there something going on between you and McKay?" John's heart stuttered in his chest. He could still deny it. He had to deny it. Only, how the fuck did Ronan know? But Ronan was still talking. "Because I'll talk to him if you want. I know he can be pretty annoying, but he's actually not that bad underneath." "Christ, he meant... he didn't mean..." "Oh, hey, you don't need to say anything. Rodney and I are good. Really," John said weakly. "I think he's been concerned for you, too," Taylor said. "He simply shows it differently." "He shows it fine," John said. "Really, I'm not mad at Rodney." Taylor lifted her eyebrows at him, but didn't say anything more, and Ronan just grunted and said, "If you say so." "I say so," John said firmly, and took a big bite of his meat, just so he wouldn't have to say anything more for the time it took to chew it. And if Taylor and Ronan saw through that, well, at least they had the grace not to comment on it. The curled-up-in-bed-together fantasy probably should have been old by now, but it wasn't. There were so many variations, that was the problem. This time John pictured himself wrapped around Rodney, his cock nestled right against Rodney's ass. John stroked himself, nice and slow. He would be lying there, wondering if Rodney was awake, wondering if it was wrong to wake him. And then Rodney would stir and start rubbing against him, warm and sleepy and interested, and Rodney would roll over and slide a hand down his hip, and then... Shit! That was the door chime. John closed his eyes, willing whoever it was to go away, or at least radio in. But the chime sounded again. John stumbled off the bed, shoved his feet into his pants without bothering with boxers, and yanked his T-shirt over his head. He got the door open, and of course it was Rodney. Rodney, looking him up and down and then just staring with his mouth open. Christ. But John wasn't going to apologize, damn it. If anything, Rodney owed him an apology. "Can I come in?" Rodney asked in a strangled voice. Jesus, that wasn't what he was supposed to say. That wasn't what he was supposed to say at all. "No," John said. Rodney looked down the corridor, like he was checking to see if they were alone. "Look, I could help you with that," he said, low and fast, with a jerk of his chin toward the tent in John's pants. "I'll make it worth your while." Jesus, that was... John had no idea what that was. Okay, sure, it was obvious what Rodney was offering, but not why. "No," he managed. He'd been good, damn it. He'd been good for 4 whole days, and now Rodney was screwing everything up. "Rodney, don't do this." "Oh, what? It's okay if you show up at my door, but not if I come to you? How is that fair?" John just stared at him. It felt like his brain had turned off, because Rodney was acting like he... like they... "I could maybe try giving you a blowjob," Rodney said. "I mean, I'm sure I wouldn't be much better at it than you were the first time, but I might be able to figure out that suction thing, and trust me, that is worth experiencing at least once." Fuck. John closed his eyes as the world tilted around him. That wasn't something he'd ever imagined. It was too far beyond the realm of possibility. It made his jerk-off fantasy seem tame, and okay, this had to be a dream. Or a hallucination. Yeah, probably a hallucination, because... Christ, Rodney couldn't possibly mean it. He had to be teasing, playing with John, poking him to see how far he'd go. "Rodney," John said tightly, "I can't. And I don't know what the hell you think you're doing, but whatever it is, stop." Rodney blinked, like he'd been hallucinating too. "Okay, right, that really wasn't why I stopped by," he said, in a slightly more normal voice. Actually, I wanted to ask if you could run some tests on the puddle jumper again. Of course, I've already tried it myself, and it is highly unlikely I'm missing anything, but in the interests of thoroughness, I'd really like you to give it a run through." Okay, that was more like it. That actually made sense. Only it didn't, at all. "Right now?" No, tomorrow is fine," Rodney said airily. "I just wanted to, you know, give you a little warning, since I did kind of spring it on you last time." John swallowed hard. Rodney had offered him a blowjob. Rodney had meant it, and he'd just said no. "Okay, whatever. Tomorrow," John said. "Now, do you mind?" Rodney shifted on his feet. "You know, I'd let you fuck me. I mean, if you wanted to. I wouldn't mind. In fact, I think I might like it." John grabbed for the doorframe to keep himself upright and to keep himself from grabbing Rodney and shoving him against the nearest wall. "Christ, Rodney!" And suddenly it was clear. It was blindingly clear. And he'd been right to say no. Damn it all to hell. "You don't get it, do you?" John said. He had to say it. Rodney had to know what he was dealing with here. "Look, I have just traded one addiction for another, and you know what? This one is actually harder to fight. I've got this fucking ache in my gut, and the funny thing is, sex was never that big a deal for me. I mean, don't get me wrong, I always liked it, but I didn't need it like this. It was never a craving before. But you're only making it worse by coming here, and if you want me to fight it, you're going to have to go away. Right now, Rodney." John stood there, shaking. He'd just revealed everything, every goddamn thing, and Rodney was staring back at him, like that wasn't what he'd expected to hear at all. And okay, being told someone was addicted to you was probably not really high on the list of things anyone wanted to hear, but... "Oh, wow, okay, sorry," Rodney said, and stumbled back away from John's door. "It won't happen again. You just go do your thing. He waved his hand vaguely in the direction of John's tented pants. And I'll, go do mine.
You do that, John said, and Rodney just walked away.
John leaned against the nearest wall. He had his answer. Not that he'd been asking the question, but he had it anyway. So Rodney really was okay with the sex. More than okay, even. He'd liked it. But he was apparently not okay with the other part, the part where John needed him too goddamned much. And really, John understood that. If he'd been the one in Rodney's position... Yeah. He wasn't even sure he would have said yes in the first place. No, scratch that. He was pretty sure he would have said no, and he didn't know what that said about him, but he sure as hell knew what it said about Rodney. Because that was the thing about Rodney. He might drive you crazy with the day-to-day stuff, but when the chips were down, he came through. And damn it, John still wanted him. Wanted him more than ever. John reached down, unbuttoned his fly, and pulled his cock out. He was still hard. It stayed hard through the whole conversation. He closed his fist around his cock and gave himself a quick stroke, and then another and another, until he was jerking himself, hard and fast. He didn't think about fucking Rodney or having Rodney blow him. He didn't have to. All it took was the thought of Rodney touching him, slow and sweet, knowing that Rodney liked to touch him, wanted to touch him. And damn it, he was gasping and shaking and coming all over the rugless ancient floor. It wasn't like having sex with Rodney, but it was all he had.